This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the fact that the Packers got the game and we didn't.
Yeah.
And you were, I don't care. How were you on that?
Andy, I just want our team to go win some football games. I don't care where they're playing. I personally think it's better for them not to go to Brazil. They have their little heart set on the Greenbrier. Go, do your little thing, picnic, have your good time, be away, bond, and then regroup. The last thing they needed if they were going to do the Greenbrier was a great big trip to Brazil to start the season. My thought.
I started thinking, look, we're going to end up with a game in London.
Well, that might still
be. Or Germany.
That might still be.
I saw it. So, Dan, I'm just going to ask you the first
Which
question.
Which is not as big of a deal as Brazil, I would think, from a logistical
I cannot speak
standpoint.
Portuguese and a Wisconsin accent. Throw that out the window.
That's going to be really interesting to see that. How are they going to do that?
See, you were working on your Italian accent. I thought you were working
on your
Portuguese.
No, and you're really not going to like me, Jeff, because, you know, like, so
what do you mean, not going
to? You're not going to like me on this one. So, and I just think for any football team that's in the Eastern time zone, I just think playing in Germany is not going to be, or London isn't going to be that big a deal. I just don't.
No, I'm not going to argue with you on that.
No, but I mean,
London, a London trip to play Jacksonville would be much easier than going to Brazil and being the first game for the NFL on the South American continent, a huge deal PR-wise, all kinds of stuff, longer travel.
But I know we've had
bigger
this
logistics because they've never done it before. I just think you didn't need that distraction. And I think those things, though they can be wonderful for the NFL, apparently in the NFL's mind, you're trying to spread the game to countries that don't play the game. Okay, whatever. That's fine. I would prefer from a competitive standpoint that my team not have to go do it. So you will not see one tear shed by this guy that the Browns are not going to Brazil.
So, I said a little bit of it yesterday, but when we were flying to Europe last week, that I kept thinking to myself, Jeff, that I was like, Jeff thinks that this is going to be a major hassle for NFL teams if they want to try to fly over for a week and then come back and play, and that they would need a week off or they would need a couple extra days off to do this. I think this whole thing still comes down just like it's the Players Association is what's going to stop it from happening if it doesn't happen.
I think more so, Andy, than a team flying over there to play is a team based there. Like if you have a European team, that team to me is working at an extreme disadvantage to any team that would be based in the States?
I would think that there would be some sort of European bonus if you played in Europe that they could probably try to figure out because of what's going on there, right? That they would end up with some kind of European bonus if you were able to do that.
I would think so. Except for one thing.
I didn't think it was a big deal.
Honestly, I think it would put a European team at a complete disadvantage. I really do. And then,
but if your family was over there with you and they took care of housing, I mean, I'm just saying all these little things that could.
What if you don't want your family over there with you?
Then you tell them, I don't want my family over there.
My kids are in fourth grade. Why do I want to yank them out of their school and move them to Frankfurt?
Well, daddy's got to go work for a month in Germany. That's all there is to
it. A month?
Yeah, you play four games there, you come back home, you play another four here, whatever. You figure it out that way. Dad's got to go work in Germany for it. We can FaceTime. I mean, I watched a solar eclipse on FaceTime with my daughter. I think, and
Andy's the only guy I know who would have a great vacation and text his workday partner during the eclipse complaining about news coverage.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I did, didn't
I? I'm thinking, Andy, what are you doing?
I was watching the eclipse.
Get this, folks. This is our boy. Okay.
I got something worse.
This is our boy.
Okay. I thought you were going to explain.
You don't
it.
Want to tell it?
No, I'm just saying.
Andy wanted to see the eclipse in Ohio, so he was trying to watch local news while he's sitting in Italy while his wife's on a work trip.
Yes.
And Andy was like, you know, the baggage who got to go along for free.
Yes, this is
and
true.
He's trying to see local news coverage of the eclipse in Ohio while he is sitting in Italy. The dude is on the vacation of a lifetime, and he's trying to watch local news to see an eclipse.
Because the eclipse was a once-in-a-lifetime event here. Look,
here it comes. Yep, it's covered up. That's cool. Oh, wait a minute. Now there's light. I guess I'll mow the lawn.
Jeff, I'm listening to everybody back here saying this is like one of the coolest things that's ever happened in their lifetime. That they're just so...
It was taken. Very
like, people
cool.
People are like crying. I'm watching and I'm going... Well, at least I got to watch this with my daughter.
Because he's a pastronaut.
Oh, is that how it works?
Josh was into it.
I saw that. I caught all that stuff.
And Baskin is sitting in Italy.
Oh, you're really not going to want to hear.
Great food, hot chicks poolside. And he's like, oh, I got to watch local news to see the eclipse. Oh, my God, I better text Phelps.
You're really going to hate the next thing that I'm going to have to say.
Okay. Here it comes.
So every day, you know,
you were wearing your eclipse glasses poolside in Italy just so you could, like, take part.
So at, I think it was 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock, man. Boom, I hit the app all the time. I was listening to the show.
What is wrong
Are
with you?
Are you kidding me?
No, I didn't have anything to do.
Oh,
I didn't have anything. I was just getting ready. I'm
sorry. Congratulations to your wife for having a great gig working for a great company where she gets to travel the world for her gig.
And you're
the tag along and you're listening to this crap while you're sitting in Italy?
I was listening to the Odyssey app in Italy. Yes.
First and foremost.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you
for using the Odyssey app.
Yes.
You can download that right now and you can listen to the most local coverage in the state of Ohio.
You're darn right.
Internationally now.
You're darn right.
You had nothing better to do than to listen to us?
I was getting ready to go for a walk. So, you know, you're checking out. We were in Bologna, and so there was just a lot of... There were some cool things to do while I was there. And, here comes...
Pooba.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Pooba's going to be even be
the room.
More mad at me.
Well, no.
Pooba's going to be even more mad
at me. He's very proud of you because you downloaded the Odyssey app and you used it.
In Italy.
But the dude's in Italy.
Dude, so he's going
to
be...
Listening to us?
Hang on. Before you even open the mic, you're going to be even more mad. Because I left my podcast stuff in my backpack as I took it with me to Italy. So I could have done a podcast while I was in Italy. In case anything big happened to the Browns. I just wanted you to know I was prepared. God.
By the way, Kevin Stefanski coming up at 1.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh,
good.
1 o'clock. It's good. Official now?
No, but that's what we've been told. Baskin.
Yeah.
What exactly did you hear on the Odyssey app?
I heard us. I was listening to our show.
Give me an example of what you heard.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
What day?
Yeah, it depends on
sports.
The day.
Sports.
I know. I want to know because there's a small problem with the Odyssey app outside the United States.
This is not true. I listened to
to us in Italy because I thought it didn't work internationally.
It doesn't work internationally.
I have bad news for you. It worked in Italy.
Oh, no.
100%. I listened to Ken and Anthony,
I will check
too.
It out, but you might be able to get the podcast. I don't think you can listen live.
I was listening live in Italy.
Yeah, sure.
1,000% sure.
You sure you weren't using one of those DirecTV illegal streams that...
I absolutely was not.
That you usually, you know...
I thought, I don't do anything.
No, call sure you don't. Uh-huh.
Call the authorities. Yep.
I remember you saying to me, and I remember thinking that I'm not going to be able to listen live because I'm overseas. And boom, it worked in Italy. I'm just telling you.
All right. So I just want to let you know that when I was in Italy.
Anybody who's listening to us in Italy right now,
I want to tell you that I was in Italy over the summer, and I can confirm it did not work there.
I was in Italy last week, and I can't confirm it worked.
So here's the other thing, Baskin.
Well, somebody on one is saying
no, Italy
right now.
Well, that's great. We need to discuss something on the air and for all the other people in society.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
Thank you, Andy.
Why was I?
You take days off because they're called what?
Days off.
Vacation.
I'm not taking a day off, though, from Cleveland sports. Ever. I want to know what's going on. Unless
you take them off all the time here.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Wow. Shots fired. Wow.
There is no way you heard us live. There's just...
Listen, Robert
and Brexit.
Robert on line one. Can you... I don't know. Are you going to be able to hear this?
Yeah, I'll just open the door.
Okay. Open the door so he can hear. Can you?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Pooba is now opening the door because he turned his microphone off.
I know where he works. I could just come down to the Howie building in 15 minutes and tell him myself.
No, tell him.
If he doesn't want to come in there and listen.
Tell him.
It works in Italy, Pooba. I have no reason to lie to you. I swear on that apron I got for you and your wife that you can, in fact, hear Quick Predicts and every other very important segment relative to the success of the Cleveland Browns.
Robert, well done. As always, a super friend of the show.
Show's on with you. Go home an hour early and still get paid.
Boom.
Thanks for the European candy.
Thank you, Robert. All right, so we're glad we can tell our boss where our signal goes. Thank you.
You don't know how happy my wife was when she got a Mrs. Pooba jersey.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not kidding. She thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Did Caitlin Clark sign your apron?
No, she did not.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Thank you, Robert. That is something that I did not know, and I can tell you because, yes, I do live Cleveland sports every day.
I live it every day. I'm not going away from it. I want to know.
We need to discuss your engagement in the United States then.
What?
Your engagement in the United States.
I was extremely engaged.
You know how many times? Hey, Jeff, yeah. I was doing hockey last night. What happened last night? Yes?
Oh,
no?
Okay.
Yes?
Is that really where you're going with
this? Yes, that's where I was going with this.
Wow. Okay. And if I asked you something that was going on in New York right now, would you know what's going on in New York?
Yes.
Sports-wise?
Yes.
Why?
John Sterling.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Roth's retirement. He's going to get Sterling to this is Yankeeography, the lives and times of the Pooba.
Poobaography.
Poobaography comes with a shovel. And a receipt from an Ivy League school.
Not sure what that meant.
I have no idea either.
Yeah. You know
so
what it comes
when you lived in Montana, you didn't follow anything back here.
I followed everything that was going
so
on back
So I can't?
Here. No, I don't have a problem. So why can't I still follow Cleveland sports while I'm gone, especially for opening day?
I'd just like you to follow it here.
Hey, Dan, when's
Would
Devanti
you stop
speaking?
It?
This is just fun.
I'm more going to point out that I wrote you a 3,000-word email of crap to do in Italy, and you chose what you could have done
You
here.
Chose to listen
I
to
agree.
Us.
Uh-huh.
Guys, I agree.
I gave you videos. I gave you all sorts of crap, and you chose to tune in.
Your wife's
our station.
Not listening. Can I just say this?
Yes.
Hot Italian women at the pool? You couldn't go out and just sit?
We didn't have a pool. We didn't have that. We didn't even have a pond. We didn't have a pond. We didn't have a swamp. We didn't have anything.
Your wife was there, at work. You could have just gone to a park and sat there.
For everybody else who goes to Italy beside Jeff Phelps, I am so sorry that you used the Odyssey app while you were in Italy.
Wow. I was also prepared to do a podcast, had it happened, while my wife was at her conference. Oh, I would have done a podcast.
Which podcast would that have been?
I don't know. What do you want to call it?
Well, we're looking for a new name. I mean, Brownie Bites is the one that
looks
like it's going
to
be
allowed to
do it.
Game day
in
Bologna.
That's fine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
There's always bolognese.
Oh, the tortellini was so good. Man, the food was so good.
I just want to know what was going so through fresh. Your brain when you're like, you know, I'm bored. What
I'm
should I do?
To Phelps and Menigan.
Exactly. Because I barely did it.
What is wrong with you people?
Our loved ones don't even think that.
We've been doing this show for more than a decade
my
now. Do you not have any
my
pride
wife doesn't
in your
even
show?
Know I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I know she does. I can't
the lady
believe I'm
only
being
cares
belittled
I'm
for this.
On the first and
don't
the 15th.
Even think about it.
Bye, Poobah.
Please learn something about our signal, too, before you come back in the room. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. We got a press conference.
So
Kevin
Stefanski.
Kevin Stefanski coming up, or else you're going to hear us. Stefanski coming up, or else you're going
to
hear us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.